next public hearing is change of zone 1594, Richard J. Poppleton.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR General Residential District to a C1 General Commercial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, for land lying on the western side of Central Avenue, 350 feet northeast of Harmon Street, and being more particularly described as Lot 24, Block 1 of the George E. Shockley Land Subdivision, to be located on 5,000 square feet, more or less. Gentlemen, the site map provided to you in your packet shows the site as well as the survey. Since the survey only shows the parcel and it's 50 by 100, shows no improvements, just shows the parcel. We have several agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation, again in the form of a support facilities report and dated June 22nd of 2005. Makes reference to Route 273, also referred to as Hebron Road, from Delaware 1 to its dead end. Has an annual average daily traffic of 1,575 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service, the level of service B, and will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, dated May 15th of 2006, we find that the soils on site are to be sassafras sandy loam, which has slight limitations for development. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That sassafras soils are considered prime farmland soils. That there are no storm flood hazard areas, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 30 showing the site and surrounding area. From the County Engineering Department, in the form of a memorandum from the Planning and Permits Division, we are advised that the site is within a county operated and maintained SOAR district, which is the West Rehoboth expansion area. SOAR planning study assumption for the parcel is one EDU, reflecting a residential parcel and a residential subdivision, being the George E. Shockley Land Subdivision. The engineering department opposes this rezoning because of the potential for increased wastewater flow from commercial use. The proposed commercial zoning and commercial use is not located on residential lands previously identified for commercial use by the Planning and Zoning Department. The proposed use does not conform to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The capacity is one EDU per the parcel. If Ordinance 38 construction is required, it is unknown at this time, and they provide a contact person. There is one system connection charge credit for the parcel. It is for one EDU. The current system connection charge rate is $3,716 per EDU. The location and size of laterals or connection points will be determined by the county engineer. The parcel is served with one 6-inch sanitary sewer lateral. A lateral upgrade at the owner's expense will be required if the use changes. A conformity to the Western or West Rehoboth expansion area planning study will be required, and that a concept plan will be required, and that's signed by John Ashman. We received a letter from the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust Incorporated, addressed to the commission directly to Mr. Wheatley and to the commission members. It makes reference to the site, the rezoning reference, the location, etc., and states that the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust is currently working to achieve the goal of revitalizing the West Rehoboth community through a program of affordable housing. This application is part of the residential area of the community, and since the C1 zone represents the ability to make use of a wide array of activities that could be intrusive in a residential area, the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust requests that only conditional use application be allowed. We further request that the proposed use be known so that the West Rehoboth community has an opportunity to comment. Thanking you for consideration of this matter. And signed by Barb Merriweather, present. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Let me ask you a question before we start. This parcel is part of a platted subdivision?
Yes, it is. It is also, this parcel historically, let me find my map here, was a C1 parcel from 1970, or January 1st, 1971, with the adoption of the county zoning map, until 1997. April 29th of 1997, when Robert J. Ames, the seller of the property, had four parcels, or four lots, being lot 9, 10, 23, and 24, rezoned to GR to permit mobile homes.
From a C1.
From a C1 to a GR. Okay. And the commercial boundary for this area, C1, stopped at Hebron Road, and the GR, general residential portion of the property, was the West Rehoboth subdivision. And all the rest of the land in that area was commercial.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
I guess I came up here prematurely. I'm the property owner, Richard Poppleton.
Okay.
I live in Alexandria, Virginia.
All right, sir.
But I've been coming to these parts for a long, long time. So I was a kid, but I state my case now.
You may, please.
Okay. Anyway, I'm here tonight to ask the Planning and Zoning Commission to rezone this parcel back to what it was in 97, as he said, which I feel is conforming with the neighborhood due to all the other parcels adjoining and nearby RC1. I got a little thing here that is all around town. The realtors and all give it out for this area. Stockley subdivision, which this is part of, is all commercial other than this, and they are the parcel south of Hebron Road. The other side is residential, which is the neighborhood of West Rehoboth. I'm submitting a copy of this little thing I got here that you all probably know that, and with letters of support from other C1 property owners, and including adjoining properties. Everybody I asked had no disagreement with it on that side of Hebron Road. As you know, it was part C1 until 1997. The previous owner rezoned it for a trailer. Behind me, there's a 30-foot-high steel warehouse building 5 feet from one of my property lines right now. It's almost done. There's two others under construction, one Dewey Beach is building, one right down the street. There's a cell tower, and we all know how they look like, with chain link fences just a few lots away from me. So to me, the whole thing is nothing but commercial, but maybe will be in the long run. I understand the local community is and should be concerned with proposed changes in their neighborhood. I share their concern. I have owned a lot on Duffy Street, which is in West Rehoboth, and part of the residential community, which is nearby. And I've owned that for years. It's just an empty lot now. I personally cleaned it all off and one day probably built a house on it when that day happens. But now I own a successful construction business in Alexandria, Virginia. And it's not unlike that neighborhood as much, it's just a lot more congested. And I dream someday of maybe coming down here and maybe living and working in the same neighborhood. Possibly I can. But if it was zoned commercial. But I don't think it's fair to impose conditional restrictions on the use of this property, as there are over 40 parcels surrounding it, which are now our C1, as long as they comply with the C1 rules. And that's all I have to say.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Johnson.
I don't have any questions this time, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
How long have you owned this property?
I've had it for a little over a year.
A year?
I applied maybe a couple months for this hearing after I got it.
And your proposal is just to maybe build a business there?
Well, I think at this point, just to have the zoning change so I consider having a business there. I don't have any initial plans written up or anything. I know that's a whole other thing you probably have to go through to, as I have a fellow property owners have told me about what they go through to even get the building approved.
See, these other parcels, they're still GR, is that correct?
No, sir.
They've been taken over.
Everything on this side, well.
Mr. Lang, would you want to clarify that for Mr. Gordy, please?
They mean the four lots?
Yeah, they still, they're all commercial now?
Based on the tax map, they're not noted to have any conditional uses. They're still
GR.
Those four lots are GR because they were rezoned for the purpose of manufactured homes.
So everything around there, with the exception of those four lots, is C1, though?
Well, except for parcel 27, those two, that was also rezoned at the request of the owner.
And across the street.
Right. And across the street, Hebron Road is GR, which is West Rehoboth subdivision, which has been zoned GR since 71 adoption of the map.
But this lot doesn't have any frontage on Hebron, right?
No, it had frontage on Central.
And
but behind me is a warehouse which is on Hebron.
I'm not questioning that. Right behind, directly behind you?
Directly behind me. He sold this lot to another company a couple of years before. I went to the zoning office before I applied. They told me everything but my lot is.
I don't have to double check.
On that side.
He rezoned four lots.
Right. Well, one of them behind me is now commercial.
We'd have to double check that.
Yeah, it's Todd Fritschman.
Because it's not shown on tax. Doesn't show up on tax.
Envirotech. Build a.
Who was it?
And Todd Fritschman, Envirotech. He does the pond, sediment ponds, and Lake Girard. He does all that work. You read him out of the paper. He's got a warehouse. He's getting ready to move in.
Is this a kind of blue tint?
Whole building, two-story, put elevator in it. And it's 5 feet from my property line, right behind. I submit a plat here with his property on it, everything.
Well, when you submit that,
we'll
be able to figure it out. We'd have to go back and pull the record. It could be that it didn't show up on tax map.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah, I'd like Mr. Gordy, I'd like to be able to follow up when Mr. Lank verifies that information for us. So I don't have any questions at this time. So.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No questions.
Mr. Lank.
No question. Again, I'd like to verify if that's was rezoned or if it's a conditional use. It just doesn't show up on the map.
Okay. Mr. Couts? I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Robertson?
I don't have any questions either.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Do I submit those in?
Yeah, submit that to me. I just want to take a look at it and see.
Yeah, sure.
For a week.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone 1594 Richard J. Poppleton? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to change of zone 1594? Yes, ma'am, in the purple, come up and tell us your name and address and what's on your mind.
Good evening. I'm Minnie Smith Burton, president of Westside New Beginnings Civic Association in West Rehoboth. The West Rehoboth New Beginnings community is deeply opposed of rezoning this residential partial into a commercial partial, because, well, we also, I should say, we're also opposed to the rezoning of any residential area into commercial partials. There are already too many warehouses in our community, and our community still needs more time for planning and developing affordable residential housing in our community. We also need to think about the children. And these warehouses that are already there are new. They haven't started using them yet. But when they do, the traffic's already a problem on Hebron Road. And now that we have the new road, a lot of people are coming in. Well, that's an easy way to you know, get out of the traffic when you leave town. So a lot of people are doing that. And we definitely need to think about the safety of our children. So we are greatly opposed to that rezoning. I also have a letter for you. Who do I give this
to? Give that to Mr. Lang, please.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else? Yes, ma'am, in the white sweater.
Good evening. My name is Brenda Milburn, and I am the director of the youth program in West Rehoboth. As you heard, Ms. Minnie Smith, who is the president of our organization in our community, that's what we strive for. We want a community. We don't need any more warehouses, because West Rehoboth was based and found on an organization as a community. We have our future coming forward with us, the children. The children need to see playgrounds. They need to see other things besides a warehouse. We don't want them to think that a community is supposed to be a warehouse. A community is supposed to be a safe environment with fine homes, fine streets, lights, and playground for children and for the elder too. We have enough buses. We have enough of all those commercial things in our community. We plead to you tonight, please let us try to build affordable homes in Westside. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? I'd like to have a show of hands for those in favor and those opposed. If you're opposed, just raise your hand. Okay.
A little higher.
Yeah, we got to count them. We're trying to count them, so stick them up there, but just one.
I got eight.
One.
Yeah, I had eight as well.
Eight.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Did you want to ask in favor too? Just
yeah,
he did.
And I did ask in favor.
Okay, the one. Okay.
In favor. Again, there's one. Well, obviously the applicant. Understood, sir. All right. Anybody on the commission have any questions?
The gentleman had a question in the back.
No. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir. If you're going to speak, you got to come up front, give us your name and address, and then we'll try to help you.
My name is Pete Keenan. I'm from Shelbyville, Delaware. And I came here tonight for a different item that's on the agenda. But I just happened to hear about this West Rehoboth Beach community here, which I've been kind of involved in because we're trying to raise funds so this can be a viable community again. I served on a board which we are trying to work with. And I just happened to hear about this tonight. And I know this community is trying to get back to its original heritage. They're trying to develop this to make a nice, viable community once again. And I think you should take that in consideration when you do go down and review all the facts of this case. I had no idea this was on here tonight. It's kind of spontaneous. But I just happened to hear about this West Rehoboth Beach, which we have worked with them
Excuse
to
me,
do it.
You need to talk to us.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know you're new at this.
Kind of new, yeah. But I think you should take consideration what they have been doing with that community and how to try to bring it back to make a viable
viability once again and to protect their heritage. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, anyone else wish to speak in opposition, in favor? All right, sir, come on up. You're just waving, okay. Hi. Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we're going to close the public hearing, and we invite you to spend the rest of your evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.